Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Okay, hi, and welcome to this special edition of the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. Hi, I'm Jonathan Messenger, of course, and with me today is my son, Griffin. And of course, Bebop.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
And we're here today to talk about all the great sounds you have sent in for Griffin's Sound Club and all the great art you've sent in for Bebop's Art Club. So I'm really, really, really excited to dig into this episode.
Actually, Daddy, I thought it would just be me and Bebop for this episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and Griffin. High five, Griff.
Okay, guys. Do you know how to work everything?
I think so.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess if I'm not needed, this is my show, but, you know. Okay, well, I'm gonna get going then.
See you later, Johnny.
All right, guys, well, good luck, and thanks, and, if there's anything that you need, I'll just be right out here.
Okay, Daddy, you can go.
Okay, well, you don't have to close the door so fast. Watch my toes!
Okay, Griffin, let's get this show on the road. What do you say?
Yep!
It's about time the kids took over the show, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not going to be discussing every single sound that we've received, because we've received a lot of sounds. And because some of the sounds contain spoilers, if you hear them now, you might know what's coming up for the rest of the season. But we are going to talk about the two sounds that were in the last episode and then a couple others that we received. And we'll show you how the sounds come in and then how we use them in the show. Does that sound right to you, Griffin?
Yep.
Great.
This first sound is from Brogan from Chicago.
All right, and let's listen to Brogan's sound. And then we're going to listen to what it sounded like once we edited it. Hey, was this one of the sounds that was in the show, on the last episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Oh.
Okay, so that was the sound that Brogan sent in. Let's hear that sound one more time.
Oh.
So that was a pretty cool sound, right?
Yep.
What did that remind you of?
Kind of like a signal.
Kind of like a signal, right. So then what we did was we put it through some of the special effects we have here on the computer. First, we used something called a pitch shifter, which made it go from kind of high sounding to low sounding. And then we put some reverb on it, which kind of means sound bouncing off the walls.
And then we just made it sound crazy.
And then Jonathan turned that into the signal from the Marlowe to the planet. That's pretty cool how you can play with sounds like that, huh?
Yep.
And then do you remember who it was that sent us the other sound in the episode?
Joaquin from California.
Right, Joaquin from California. And here's what he sent.
Obviously, that was a little trumpet alien.
That's right, and I think actually Jonathan got the idea for that after Joaquin sent that sound in.
Right, I thought so too.
So we basically did the same sort of process to that sound to make it sound a little more alien.
You make it sound crazy.
That's right. I think that's Jonathan's secret. It's just make it sound crazy. Okay, so we have a couple other sounds that we wanted to listen to, or like we said before, we're not going to go through every sound because some of them are going to be spoilers, but Jonathan won't let us, do spoilers because he's got that hang up about spoiling the plot, even though I love spoilers.
I love spoilers too.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You guys need any help or anything?
No, we got it already.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, just let me know. And remember, you know, no spoilers.
Right.
Jeez, Griff, doesn't this door have a lock on it?
I wish.
All right, so let's do a couple more sounds. This is from a team of brothers, Leaf and Mauer, from San Diego, California. We're going to listen to their sounds right now. This first one is from Leaf.
Dagogudi! Dagogudi!
Okay, so Leaf got the crazy memo.
Yeah, that one is always pretty crazy.
Yeah, and then here's his brother, Mauer, with his sound. So what did that sound like to you, Griff?
It sounded like an alarm.
That's right. It sounded like an alarm to me, too. So we just ran all sorts of reverb and effects on these. But here we go. So Mauer's alarm sounds really cool, don't you think?
Yep.
And I think Leaf's Yakaguri sounds even more alien, don't you think?
Sounds like an alien language. It's pretty cuckoo. Whoever knows aliens that speak that language are crazy.
Right. Okay, so what's next?
Okay, we have one more sound, and this one is from Sundries.
So, hey guys, are you guys almost done?
We're still recording.
Oh, okay, wash your toes!
Okay, so let's listen to Sundries' sound, and that'll be it. Wow, it sounds like he already put effects on his sound. What do you think?
Yep.
What did that sound like to you?
Like a patient? A screeching patient?
A screeching patient? You mean the monkey aliens from the first season?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I don't think Jonathan has started to put this sound into one of the episodes yet. So if you heard that sound and you have an idea of what it sounded like to you, write to us at earth@fincaspian.com and let us know what you think that sound is and give Jonathan some ideas for that story. What do you think, Griff?
Yep.
He needs ideas, doesn't he?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, Griff, I'm going to go through all this art. I'm going to eat some art, talk about some art, and I think that's probably the end of the sound club. What do you say?
Before I go, I want to say thanks for all the sounds people have been sending in. It's super fun to get them all. And if you haven't participated in Sound Club yet, then you could sign up at earth@fincaspian.com.
Perfect. You're right, Griff. All right. Thanks, Griff. Good to see you, buddy. High five. Should we let your dad in now?
No.
Okay. I'll take it from here then.
Bye, bye, bye.
Okay. So we're going to do a roll call of all of our artists and chefs who have sent me art in the last couple of months. This is going to be everything that came in from the end of last season all the way through January 31st. If you sent in art in February, we'll make sure to mention that in the show coming up. So, all right. Me. Okay. Cue the music. Here we go. Nate, 6 from Melbourne, Australia. Sam, 6 from Ohio. Gabriel, 6 from Madison. Miles, 5 from Oakland. Kira, 3 from Oakland. Cyrus, 5 from Hatfield, Massachusetts. Ellery, 8 from Hatfield, Massachusetts. Hayden, who's 8 from Massachusetts. Rachel, who's 6 from Seattle. Jack, who's 5 from Australia. Marin, who's 7 from Australia. Oscar, who's 8 from Wisconsin. Elliot, who's 8 from Potomac. Aiden, who's 13 from Boulder, Colorado. Clara, who's 7 from Philadelphia. Lev, who's 9 from Philadelphia. Isaac, who's 8, and I don't know where he's from, but he drew a really cool drawing of Saffrite for me. Nora, who's 3 from Lexington, Kentucky. Henry, from Blackburn, Australia. Another drawing from the Adcock family. Toby, who's 9, from Evanston, Azwalis, who's from Palo Alto, Nehas, who's 5, from Palo Alto, Bakaris, who's 7, from Palo Alto, Grayson, who's 6, from Vermont, Paolo, who's 4, from Palo Alto, Stella, who's from Western Springs, Avery, who's 6, who drew Saffrite for me, Eamon, who's 8, from Newport News, Virginia, Warner, who's 7, from Arlington, Virginia, Cooper, who's 8, from Indiana, Matthew, 8, from Dunville, Ontario, Canada, Jacob, his brother, who's 11, from Dunville, Simone, who's 6, who drew me a really cool drawing of the explorers, Jonah, who's 6, from Melrose, Massachusetts, Oliver, who's 7, from Guelph, Ontario, Canada, Oliver, who's 8, from Nashville, and Finn Francis, who I'm not sure how old he is, but he drew a lot of cool drawings for me. Okay, stretching out my mouth a little bit. Gonna eat some of this art for some energy. Alright, let's see, I got this art from Gus, who's 6, from Seattle. I need a little energy. Okay, thank you, Gus. Now I'm ready to go. Avni, who's from India, who drew 2 drawings for me. Henry, who's 6, from San Francisco. Rosie, who's 7, from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Coriel, 9, from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Adra, 6, from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Violet, who was 9. Hazel, who was 7. Reed, who's 6, from Allen, Texas. Jude, who's 7, from Hove, United Kingdom. Cadence, who is 6, from Ventura, California. And Alice, who is 8, from Chicago. Okay, we're entering the final stretch here. La 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 la. Sorry, just stretching out my vocal hardware. Okay, we have Zach, who is 4, from Sydney. Oscar, who is 7, from Sydney. Nava, who is 9, from Corvallis, Oregon. Liam, who is 8, from Batavia. Noah, who is 6, from Auburn, California. Colin, who is 3, from Auburn, California. Alex, who is 6, from Durango, Colorado. Brothers Parker and Jonah, I'm not sure where they're from, but they drew me with a mohawk and I look really good. Brayden, who's 5, from North Carolina. Corwin, who's 5, from North Carolina. Diego and Mateo, from Texas. Emmett, who's 8, from Concord, California. Lorian, who's 6, from Rockford, Illinois. Eli, who's from Cedar Grove, North Carolina. And his sister Saya, from Cedar Grove, North Carolina, as well. Noah, who's 7, from Tulsa. Mabel, who is 7, who drew almost everything that's been in the show so far. Thank you so much, Mabel. Tommy, who's 7, from Westville, Massachusetts. Aubrey, who's 5, from Laurel, Montana. Bria, who's 6, from Laurel, Montana. Lucy, who is 9. Her brother, Freddie, who is 7. And their brother, Henry, who is 5. All drew really cool art. Thank you guys so much. Joaquin, who is 6, from Encino, California. His brother, Mateo, who is 9, from Encino, California. Francesca, who is 2.5, from San Francisco. William, who is 7, from San Francisco, her brother. Benjamin, who is 5, who drew a couple of really colorful robots for me. Oliver, who not only drew one picture, but made me the first ever sculpture, which is really cool. Thank you for that, Oliver. Grayson, who is 6, from Fashion Island, Washington. Grayson lives on an island. That is really, really cool. Caspian. There's a kid named Caspian out there. Caspian, who drew me a fireball on a shield, which doesn't get more perfect than that. Thank you, Caspian. Ansel, who did a robot roll call drawing, which is really cool. Macy, from Bellevue, Washington. Tate, who is 8, from Perth, Australia. Wes, who is 4, from Ithaca, New York. Forrest, who is 6, from Ithaca, New York. I wonder if they know each other. Renata, who is 10, from Perth, Australia. Hillary, who is 8, who drew me saying, make more episodes already, Bebop. And then the sibling team of Gaius, who is 5, Dante, who is 7, and Emmeline, who is 1, from Dallas, Texas. And finally, Charlotte, who is 5, from Columbus, Ohio. Actually, hold on a second here, Charlotte. Oh, that was good. Okay, that's it. Thank you all so much to all the chefs. If you didn't hear your name and you have never heard your name on this show and you sent your art before January 31st, let me know and we'll make sure we give you the proper credit. All right, you can find all of this art all in a brand new gallery on fincaspian.com/bebop-food. Thank you so much to everybody who has sent in art for me to eat, sounds for Griffin's Sound Club. I have officially locked Jonathan out of the show.
Hey, Bebop.
But I know he feels the same way as I do, that this show is really made by kids, and so we really appreciate everything that you send in. We cherish every email. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week for Bebop Tales Episode 2.
Oh, Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian 2.
Oh yeah, right. The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian Episode 2. See you then.
Bop.
Goody.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Green Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.